you're a sports buff, it's unlikely you would need an introduction to the Ironman triathlon, arguably the toughest and most prestigious endurance sport worldwide. 270 events every year held across about 60-odd countries. It would be safe to say that at any given point of time, there would probably be an Ironman event happening in some part of the world. That's the beauty of the model of the largest sports participation platform globally. Its attractiveness evident with Advance taking over Ironman from Wonder Group for $730 million just recently in July 2020. Which is why the current pandemic that has brought almost all of its races to a standstill since February has been completely unanticipated and the biggest crisis that has hit the iconic sport since its establishment about four decades ago. Imagine managing and conducting a globally renowned sporting event in a foreign country from the confines of your home. Jeff Meyer, MD Ironman Asia, speaks of the challenges and initiatives undertaken to keep Ironman employees engaged and motivated, the support provided to local vendors in these trying times, while we also touch upon the recent takeover of Ironman by Advance. You're listening to the Keep It Alive series by Talkstakes for Life. I'm Sunaina, and let's get on with this very interesting conversation.
What about internally, your employees? I mean, I think that must have been really challenging, isn't it?
Yeah, it is tough.
It's been really challenging.
Yeah, we've been constantly basically looking, constantly in communication. All my management team are constantly talking to their staff and the like. I mean, it is difficult. I mean, they're all locked in their sort of smaller properties and all the rest of it. A lot of them are working out of their bedrooms. So it is difficult for them. So, they're not working to the full capacity that they probably were before. So there's a lot of downtime, and if you're just stuck in your bedroom trying to work, it's not the best. But we've been trying to do a lot of work to keep everyone busy and concentrating on the virtual stuff, but also doing a lot of in-house education as well, so that between the different departments and commercials and marketing and the like, trying to get a lot of education and the like going from that perspective, and a lot more interactive, so people are sort of learning about other parts of the company and the like, and constantly sort of having town hall type meetings and keeping everyone up to date and just trying to communicate as much as possible, because that's a sense of just trying to keep everyone engaged again. The engagement word keeps coming around and around.
Yeah, right. That's the key. I think engagement with your employees, your customers, the entire ecosystem that you need to that's built around this whole fabulous concept called this Ironman. Also, in terms of your employees, any specific measures for employees, their wellness?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's just the same as what we're doing today. I mean, we're constantly meeting. All the departments are having meetings. We're having breakouts on certain things. But it's all done virtually. It's all done by, video conference. So that's been a real lifesaver. We're working on different things. So we're sort of re-educating on the whole path. I mean, we're great at running physical events, but virtual events we're having to remodel and rethink and all the rest of it. But even, like our operations team, we're creating an avatar sort of course as part of the Singapore Marathon. So they've been out trying to film the streets of Singapore and create a really spectacular course, and trying to film it without any traffic in front of them and all kinds of weird and wonderful stuff, but creating the best kind of avatar virtual reality course that you could do that will then translate onto, treadmills and the computer software, and people can then race each other within that. So they've been busy not putting up sort of transitions and finish lines and all the rest of it, but trying to work out how they can create this course and then drive around Singapore in busy traffic and film it to the best of their ability. So it's been, you know, a lot of things we're doing very differently. It's been an education process along the way as well.
How many registrations have you seen so far for these virtual races? Are they picking up? How do you...
Yeah, no, it's been very consistent. I mean, I don't know what the latest numbers are, but the virtual Ironman races, where I think we're in week 20-something or other, we're in the hundreds of thousands. I mean, the first weekend, I think we had something like 20, oh no, it's more than that, 30-odd thousand compete in the first weekend. Singapore Marathon, we only launched that 3 weeks ago. And in the first 3 weeks of challenges and virtual races, we're now around 27,000 people that have, that have registered to compete in those. So there is pent up demand out there. We're seeing it. People want to be engaged, want to be involved, want to be motivated, and I think these things are great. And again, like I said, they're all free. We didn't want to go out and start charging people. If people want to buy the race T-shirt, the finisher T-shirt, or the medal, or that, they can. But that's an option. Being involved and being engaged in it is really great. And we've got the virtual reality, avatar sort of side of things, and we're doing just straight outdoor, go and run 10 kilometres and GPS it back to the, back to our platforms and off you go. So it's been really good. And I think I look at Singapore and there's not many things you can really go out and do, or haven't been too many things you could go out and do except for running and cycling. Mm-hmm. There's mm-hmm. more people cycling and more people running in Singapore than I've ever seen before. So, that's probably encouraging for the future as well.
Right. And I think you have a new management on board as well, is it advanced?
Yes.
Will there be any kind of changes anticipated?
Very early in the piece, yes.
Early is it, yeah.
Advance just took over only not so long ago, a month or so, from Wanda, it's been really good. I mean, Advance are a company, they've got many sort of great brands underneath their overall brand. They're very much keeping, their history, keeping a company, not for like 7 years and flipping it to the next. They keep it for the long term. There is some of the original owners of Providence Equity who used to own us before Wanda. They're back in involved. And those guys are great because they really understand the Ironman brand, they understand what we're doing from a sport perspective. They're very much engaging on, very much a long-term sort of look at the business and how can we grow, how can we get better, which is really good. And that's a really positive step for the company. So I think once we do, get out and about and start running events again, it's going to be fantastic.
Whenever you're holding a race, an event, it's a local community, right? The entire backing of what you have, the various from ticketing to everyone else that's there, the people who are manning the grounds. How have you been engaging with these partners, vendors, because I'm sure that must be really tough times for them. This is the peak season, right? In a way.
Yeah, it is. It's, I mean, depending on what part of the globe you're on, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a really hard one. I mean, from a government level, I mean, I always say that we work in tourism just as much as we do in events because, we pick up the circus, we take it to a regional town or city, all the athletes and coaches and media and fans and family all come in, and that creates the economic impact.
Right.
Those things aren't happening. So from a regional sort of town, it's not really happening. I mean, the one thing in Queensland was they knew that we were would have lower numbers, but the government was very much, yes, we want to do this, because a lot of where we're running events, they've been struggling because they rely on tourism and the like. I mean, we've got Ironman Cairns in 2 weeks' time, and if you haven't got your international tourists going into Cairns and the Barrier Reef, you've got nothing. So just putting on some kind of event there to generate some kind of tourism impact is great. But Yeah, I mean, look, in Asia, we've got, on the whole, Ironman owns and operates 90% of the events that we do, but within Asia, we've got a lot of the license model.
Right.
We've got teams like in Taiwan and the like, that haven't been able to run events. So obviously, we've been working with them, and helping them as much as possible to sort of, push everything back another year and make sure that they're still sort of up and running and standing when we get back to running. So yeah, it's difficult everywhere. I mean, every business is doing it, very tough, and especially businesses that deal in, their commodity is people, So if you're running a music a concert or, theatres or, for us, it's athletes. If you don't have that anymore, your business is going down to sort of zero income because you just, your commodity is people. Yeah. And at the moment, that's a no-go zone. So it is difficult. It is very difficult, and everyone's just trying to keep their head above water. For as long as I can.